We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Which brings us to the car coach. I'm sure she's familiar with lowriders, no doubt. Lauren Fix, and she's with us for a few minutes this morning to talk about a little something that's in the tax bill. By the way, we will be joined by who's coming in tomorrow? Andrew Latimer. We'll talk about the Trump tax plan, what's in it. But among those things that are there, you know, of course, obviously your state taxes, local taxes will not be deductible. The alternate minimum, on the other hand, is gone. And there have been subsidies for all kinds of things, including electric cars, specifically the Tesla. And apparently in the bill, the $7,500 subsidy is, well, may go away. Good morning, car coach. How are you?
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much. By the way, if you want to go to our website, there's a lot of stuff on here that's really good. LaurenFix.com. That's LaurenFix.com. All right. So you're right. I mean, for most people, a Tesla is thoroughly, I mean, as wonderful a car as it is, and it is, you know, it's.
Yeah. If you've got $250,000, you can buy a Model S or.
Yeah.
You know, if you make that much, then you get the maximum tax credit, which is why those people are taking advantage of that.
Exactly so. I mean, you know, but for most of them, does it really matter, the $7,500,
no,
really?
They're not buying the car because, see, right now it's a fad to pull up at the country club or going out to coffee with your girlfriends during the middle of the day because they don't have real jobs. And, you know, well, you know. Like, you know,
a little catty there, but go ahead. Yeah, yeah.
Not women in general, just in general. Yeah. I'm saying people that make a lot of money that don't have to work like the rest of us do every day, get up and go to work and have real jobs that don't make $500,000 a year. Those are the people that are taking advantage of the $7,500 tax credit because they have other cars. And now I have other cars too, but my cars aren't at that price point. So when you're thinking about who's buying it, they have two regular cars and this is their third car you take to the country club or wherever you pick up your kids from school or
exactly.
Whatever it is you want to do. Now, I realize that when Elon Musk originally designed the Tesla, he wanted it to be for the masses. $100,000
is not for the masses, no.
No, your average car is actually $34,000. And that's why he's trying to build a Model 3, which he's trying to get the $7,500 tax credit, but he's going to lose it at the end of the year one way or the other, which is certainly going to put an impact on the production of those cars. So if you're waiting for one, you got a long wait because they're having severe production issues.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, if this tax plan passes, it's going to take away that incentive that causes people to want to purchase one of these cars. Now, mind you, everyone's saying, oh, there's tons of electric vehicles. Well, if you're depending on where you live, right now I'm in California test driving the new Mustang, the 2018 Mustang, the 2018 Ford Expedition. And I'm thinking there's going to be electric cars everywhere. There really isn't. You know, you see a random Chevy Volt or a random
right.
Chevy Bolt. Or I mean, it's certainly not. They're not like Toyotas. They're not like everywhere. That's what his dream is. But I don't think we're going to get there without severe incentives. And then you got this other problem. They're building electric charging stations in the poorest neighborhoods. Those people can't afford to put food
right.
on their table,
right.
let alone own a car. And you're trying to get them to buy a car and have a charging station to take up parking spaces on their street.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thought process is jamming it down our throats, and we're not buying it.
And there's major infrastructure work back to the charging stations that would have to right. be done. I mean, on a massive scale. You know, the same problem with hydrogen cars. And, you know, the
right.
fact of the matter is hydrogen is very difficult to deal with. It really is. And
right.
it also tends to bind to everything because there is no such thing as just hydrogen. It's with something else. So you have
right.
to separate it out. And like I say, you either have to keep it really cold or you keep it under high pressure or else.
Typically, it's really cold because you compress the molecules.
Yeah.
And without getting technical, what it does is it then allows, as it cools off and it's kept at a certain temperature in the vehicle, they use it to power. At least that's what Hyundai's doing and that's what Toyota's doing and Honda. They're using it to charge battery-powered vehicles. But here's the problem. I have a friend who's actually in charge of the Society of Automotive Engineers magazine. He lives in Plymouth, Michigan. Well, he brought an electric vehicle home, and three other people on the street happen to have electric plug-in type vehicles, and they think this is great. We'll test it.
Yeah.
And the whole city shut down. So he went over and he couldn't figure out why there's no power.
Yes.
So he went over and talked to the people at Con Ed and said, you know, what's going on here? Why is this happening? Because they brought two generators in on a flatbed. And they said, oh, we're going to replace the generator with a new one. He said, so why is this happening? He goes, if more than a half a dozen people in this whole city plug in, it shuts down the transformer. It actually blows it because it's not the transformer. It's the lines running to everyone's home.
Right.
It can't take such a draw on it. Plus, you're turning on your lights and your TV and your computer and everything
else.
Lauren, we don't have infrastructure.
My one story, I had a couple of drinks with a friend last night. We were talking about this. And, you know, the thing is, what about Volvo? I mean, they're saying we're going to electric cars, I mean, in the very, very near future. Nothing. No internal combustion.
Just from every manufacturer, you read that press release a little clearer. Actually, I just talked to the guy from Volvo yesterday. The guy in charge of PR is a friend of mine. And we have this conversation. He goes, it was great PR for us, and we're selling a lot of cars because of it. But the fact is, they're going to electrify means they're going to have an option of an all-electric car. GM's doing the same thing. So if you want to buy a Chevy Cruze, you can buy a regular Chevy Cruze that we would all buy, or you can buy one that is a plug-in version.
Okay.
So that's really what they're saying, but it didn't come across that way because the press picked
it
up. They're going all electric. They go out of business. You could take a bite of Volvo if they went all electric.
By the way, on your website, and seriously, go visit the website. There's a lot more than what we're talking about here. Not that this isn't fun. Just go to laurenfix.com, and it's right there. Hey, Lauren, let's talk again. I want to see how this is going. And by the way, you do have a piece on exactly what we were talking about, the Volvo switching to electrics. You've got that right there on your website. Hey, Lauren.
Yes, I do.
Great to have you on.
Thank you. Anytime.
All right, babe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.